This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Democratic presidential contender John Kerry has canceled his campaign events this week to honor former President Reagan, who died on Saturday. Still, the work of politics continues behind the scenes. Among other things, Senator Kerry's been working on a new campaign slogan, which leaves Slate's Timothy Noah unimpressed.
Kerry campaign officials think they've found a winning new slogan: Let America Be America Again. They couldn't be more wrong. The line is the title of a poem published in 1938 by Langston Hughes, the celebrated black poet of the Harlem Renaissance. Kerry uses it to promise that he will restore to governance the greatness that America once knew. You might wonder why a black man living in the era of Jim Crow would wax sentimental about the good old days. Would that be the slavery era? The answer to this riddle is, he doesn't. In Hughes's poem, the words, "Let America be America again," are used mockingly. The poem's message is that nostalgia for America's golden age is a lot of hooey, because, in the words of the poem, "America never was America to me." By me, Hughes writes, he means not only black men, but also poor whites, Native Americans, immigrants, farmers, and, quote, "the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient, endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land." That line reflects Hughes's politics at the time, which might charitably be characterized as naive enthusiasm for the Soviet experiment. It was a common attitude among writers during the Great Depression, and most of them, including Hughes, outgrew it. Hughes never joined the Communist Party, but he was president of the party's principal African-American front group. The same year Let America Be America Again was published, Hughes signed a letter supporting the Stalinist purges. He had witnessed, with approval, one of the show trials himself, and somehow failed to grasp that they were the work of a leader who would vie with Adolf Hitler to claim the title 20th century's biggest mass murderer. Conservatives have already started making hay over the provenance of Let America Be America Again. As a slogan, Let America Be America Again doesn't improve much when you focus on the words themselves. To my ear, they sound pompous and snotty. That's probably why Hughes used them to mock patriotic nostalgia. 10 years ago, Republican Dick Armey, addressing Democrats on the House floor, said, "Your president is just not that important to us." Democrats justifiably hit the roof and reminded Armey that Bill Clinton was his president, too. How does Armey's rude distancing differ from saying that President Bush's America isn't really America? In a democracy, all citizens bear collective responsibility for what their government does, regardless of how any given individual voted. Democracy is not a spectator sport. Ideas like community and patriotism make no sense if they exclude those with whom you disagree. We all have to be in this together. Kerry should be saying that he wants to help all of us create a better America. But whether he wins or loses, this will still be America.
Opinion from Timothy Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.